Hello, everyone. This is Lisa Wilson with the Aspen Center for Empowerment and Healing. Thank you so much for being here today. So today's video, I'm going to dive into discovering and aligning with your true passion, the thing that sparks your heart. And, you know, this video series is about the seven stages that I went through to really clear and heal myself from toxic relationships, fully stepping into my self-empowerment, and creating the most incredible, magical life. Every single day is just unbelievable for me. So my intention is to really bring these tools that I used and create it in a simplistic format for you to really dive into and understand, so that you can live the life you were born to live. So in the seven stages, in each stage, let me just say, has its own timeline. It's not, I'm gonna have this experience and then it's gonna be over. It is, you know, each stage could last anywhere from an hour, a moment with a spiritual awakening, to, you know, a year or more. And it's not about how long it takes to get through each stage. The journey is so important and necessary, and divine timing is always working on your behalf. And each stage has so many gifts to offer. No matter how long it takes, get comfortable within each phase, and the next stage will naturally present itself on this journey. So the first stage is awareness. The second stage is forgiveness. The third stage is learning to be alone. The fourth stage is connecting to your divine self or the divine. And the fifth stage, this stage that I'm now going to dive into, is discovering that spark within you of the life you were born to live. So if you haven't watched my previous videos, I definitely suggest you go back and watch them, as each stage really does support the next. So let's dive in. What does it mean to discover the spark within us and really align with the truth of who we are? You know, when we're born, we have just this free expression. We show up in the world with these beautiful gifts, and not everybody has the same gifts and talents. We all have many different ways that we express ourselves in the world and what we like and what we don't like. But what happens is our family conditioning, our family belief systems, and social conditioning and conditioning from peers, over time, we start to lose the true essence of what that means, what that spark is, or what our gifts are. And if you have parents or people around you that have another belief of what they want you to do or be in this world, that will start to take precedence over your own true nature of who you are. You know, it's like saying, here's a beautiful one. It's saying, and I'll share a little story too. Yeah, there was a mindset where your children would take over the family business. Well, why? To carry out your legacy? Except for if it's not their legacy, why would you want them to do that? So we have a mindset thinking that, oh, well, it's going to provide for them and their family, and I created this for survival, safety, and security. It doesn't mean that that family business was actually built on the truth of who that person was at the time either. So we're now just awakening to the fullness of who we are. We're going through an ascension, every one of us, and we're becoming awakened. And part of that awakening is really remembering the truth of who we are. So in a lot of the work I do with my one-on-one clients, we spend time diving into the childhood experience of what did you love to do when you were a child? Because there's hidden gifts there. It's where, and our children, your children are so aware and so pure and so smart. And they remember everything. They know. They're so clear. It's so beautiful. So when I ask a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old person to tell me about what they love to do as a child, boy, they go right there. It's just, they remember like it was yesterday because it was that spark within themselves. So I'll share a personal story. When I was 9, there was a little girl that I went to camp with who fell off her horse. And I remember sitting there, her name was Rebecca, I remember. I sat there all night talking to Rebecca about getting back on her horse. She didn't get back on her horse. She was afraid and it was scary. And I just knew at the age of 9 what she needed. This has been my soul work my whole life. And so grateful to have recognize that. But what was so interesting was I've spent a lifetime learning through my own life experiences. It's one of the ways that I chose in this lifetime to really learn and teach from that place of experience. I don't believe that there's any school that you could take, that you could study, any subject you could study or go to any school out there to teach you what I've learned through life experience. That's a whole nother story. We won't go down that path just yet. So I spent all night talking to Rebecca saying, you know, you really need to get back on the horse because if you don't, you never will. And I knew that if she didn't get back on that horse, there was gonna be a significant situation that took place for her emotionally, like a schism that gets created, a separation. And I woke up that morning and there was just a feeling that came over me. We were at camp and I just knew I was gonna fall off my horse that day. I just knew it. And sure enough, when I got to the stables, my horse that I loved and rode every day of that summer was not available for me that day. And they put me on this huge horse. And he was so big. My legs barely wrapped around him. And I just knew. And Rebecca was up in the stands watching me. And I started to canter around the ring. And sure enough, just like in slow motion, I slid right out of his saddle. I mean, he didn't buck me. He was such a gentle soul. But he was so big, I couldn't hold on. I couldn't grip him. And I just slid right off of him and went straight into the dirt face first. And I had dirt just, I mean, it was mud just embedded in me. And it hurt. You know, he was tall. It hurt. And I got up and I looked in the stands and there she was looking at me. And my horse came back around. And I didn't want to get back on that horse. I completely understood where Rebecca was. But at the same time, I knew I had to. So I share that story because we know who we are when we're little. This was the nature of me at 9 years old. And even before then, I just remember being that person to my friends and the people that I was around.